For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping has called for more reform and innovation as China prepares to enter its 13th five-year plan period from 2016 to 2020. He made the remarks on Monday during the 18th meeting of the Central Leading Group for Comprehensively Deepening Reform. President Xi stressed that the spirit of reform and innovation must be strengthened and the country's governance system should be modernized. Last week, China's ruling party released a comprehensive proposal for the country's development over the next 5 years. New data shows China's producer prices fell for the 44th straight month in October. The National Bureau of Statistics released the news on Tuesday. The Producer Price Index, or PPI, a measure of costs of goods at the factory gate, dropped 5.9% year-on-year, unchanged from the rate seen a month earlier. Month-on-month, PPI in September edged down 0.4%. The index fell 5.1% from a year ago in the January to October period. The data comes along with the release of the Consumer Price Inflation Index, which rose 1.3% in October, slightly below the market forecast of 1.5%. NBS statistician Yu Qiumei attributed the slowdown to falling pork and vegetable prices due to ample supplies. Food prices, which account for nearly one-third of weighting in China's CPI, went down 1% from a month earlier. A promising 17-year-old swimming star from Beijing has died, but the cause of death remains unknown. Qing Wen-yi died in her dormitory in the early hours on Monday. Her roommates were awakened by Qing's shout at 3 or 4 in the morning. They tried to wake her, but failed. A doctor was on the scene quickly, and an ambulance arrived shortly afterwards. Then, Qing, who was sent to the hospital, was pronounced dead an hour later. Qing was the gold medalist who won the women's 100-meter and 200-meter breaststroke events at the first National Youth Games in late October. Before Qing resumed training on November 2nd in Beijing, she conducted a routine physical examination October 28th, and no abnormalities were found. 254 Chinese suspects involved in telecom swindle cases have been sent back to China by authorities of Indonesia and Cambodia. Under the escort of Chinese police, the suspects arrived in Beijing on Tuesday morning. According to the Ministry of Public Security, they're involved in more than 4,000 incidences of transnational telecom fraud related to over 20 provincial areas in the Chinese mainland and Hong Kong. The suspects were brought back following the first operation of a new Chinese campaign launched last month aimed at targeting the new types of telecom-related crime. Experts have blamed the burning of coal for the hazardous air pollution in northeast China over the past few days. Local authorities in Liaoning province say the air pollution will continue until at least Saturday. The air quality monitoring data from the local meteorological center shows that the PM2.5 pollutant level in Shenyang exceeded 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter last weekend. Air pollution in Shenyang has increased since October 31st, when the city began powering its public heating systems. India and Russia are holding a joint defense training exercise in the western state of Rajasthan. Indian defense sources say the Russian contingent includes over 250 military personnel from an independent motorized brigade. However, the sources didn't offer detailed information about Indian personnel involved. The two-week-long exercise, titled Counter-Terrorism Operations, began on Monday. It's being held in the backdrop of desert terrain. The two countries have conducted various kinds of joint drills in the past decade aimed at improving bilateral military and anti-terror cooperation. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has called for a rapid resolution of the wartime sex slavery issue with Japan. It's her first remark on this issue after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Park said during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday that she hoped the comfort women issue could be resolved at the earliest possible date. Park and Abe met in Seoul on November the 2nd on the sidelines of the trilateral leadership meeting with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. It was the first ever one-on-one summit between Park and Abe, as Park had refused to sit down with Abe amid historical disputes. UK Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says Britain has suspended all flights to the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh and increased security measures. Safety concerns arose following the crash of a Russian plane out of that resort late last month. It's suspected that an onboard explosion caused the tragedy. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.